Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Tuesday, December 31st. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, J.D., the 12 Traditions, Mary P., and the readers of the text are Sherry M., Barbara A., and Vanessa G. Today we are in the Big Book again. We're in the chapter How It Works on page 68, the second paragraph down, Perhaps There Is a Better Way, through one paragraph ending with To Match Calamity with Serenity. And we're just commenting on that one paragraph only. The share ID for Monday, December the 30th, yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 22,035. That's 22035. And for this morning's meeting, Tuesday, December the 31st, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,037. That's 22037. Our newcomer greeter is Diane B., and our announcements person is Shelley E., and thank you all for your service this month. Now, the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Shay D. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service. Happy New Year, everyone. Shay D. in California. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service this month, and I pass.
Hey, thank you very much, Shay D. And I will now ask Mary P. to read the 12 Traditions of OA. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me be of service this month. Happy New Year, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you very much, Mary P. from Austin, Texas. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the speakers, should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 68 in the chapter How It Works. Second paragraph down begins with, perhaps there is a better way, through one paragraph ending with, to match calamity with serenity. And the comments will be on that one paragraph only. And I will now ask Sherry M. to read that paragraph and to comment on it. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Mo. Perhaps there is a better way. We think so, for we are now on a different basis, the basis of trusting and relying upon God. We trust infinite God rather than our finite selves. We are in the world to play the role he assigns. Just to the extent that we do as we think he would have us and humbly rely on him, does he enable us to match calamity with serenity? My name is Sherry M. I'm gratefully recovered in Wyoming. Thank you, Team Tuesday, for the month of December. And this is just bringing me back to page 62. You know, this is the how and the why of it. First of all, we had to quit playing God. It doesn't work. God is going to be my director. He's the principal. We are his agents. He's the father. I'm his child. This is the keystone of the new arch that we pass through to freedom. So when I'm in fears, right away, I know I'm not in freedom any longer. Food is but a symptom. On this page, I see that, I have written here that my sponsor said, do you now see that your fears are controlling and blocking you from God, that they are killing you? The only difference between a resentment, which is being mad that I didn't get what I want, which is selfish, is a fear is I'm afraid I'm not going to get what I want. And that is also selfish. So being afraid of losing what I have equals selfishness. Being afraid of not getting what I want equals selfishness. Being mad at not getting what I want is selfishness. So here's what I know. Selfishness is the root of all my troubles, driven by 100 forms of fear. When I have hands in the air and I say to God, God, I don't care what I get or what I don't get or what you take or what you don't take, what this life looks like, then that's when I can match calamity with serenity. Do you know that most of my calamities are of a self-imposed crisis, that they're not even calamities at all? And how do I know this? Because if we write down our fears, which I've done, and put in my God box, and then I look at them at the end of the year, every single fear never came true. It wasn't even close to coming true. It was based in irrational thoughts, not based in reality. I live in a world that's not usually based in reality. And it's driven by this fear. And the fear can be so debilitating. This morning I woke up with a fear and I thought, God, this is a recurring fear. And it really makes me sick to my stomach. Has anyone ever experienced a fear that makes you sick? That's what I have going on. And it's funny because I don't think in my mind that I was supposed to be the reader today. I thought I was supposed to be the backup because I keep track of it. And I just think this is hilarious because this morning I'm texting my sponsor saying, I really got to go through this fear with you because, you know, I need to really deep dive into it. And then I'm reading this and I'm like, yeah, I don't trust God. I don't trust God. And what happens? I get sick to my stomach when I don't trust God. So here I am. I'm just telling you, and I'm going to wrap up. I have my hands in the air. God, I don't care if all of my business goes away today as a result of my fear. I don't care. Whatever you have in store for me is better than any life I could ever possibly have. And yes, I will still call my sponsor because I think she may be hearing me and she'll wonder why I didn't. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day and Happy New Year.
Hey, thank you, Sherry M., for getting us started. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you shared on Friday or Monday, please let others share today and share tomorrow. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Alex
68.
Hi. Aaron J. from Wyoming.
Aaron J. Gotcha.
Thanks. Mary Z.
Mary Z?
Mary Z. Hi, Mo.
Lorraine.
Los Angeles.
Lorraine, is that here, Lorraine?
Yes, Lorraine M. in California.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I have Alex K., Aaron J., Sherry E., and Lorraine M. Is there someone else on there?
Stephanie L.
Stephanie L.
Yvonne A.
Okay, we'll stop there. Yvonne A. Okay, Alex K., Aaron J., Sherry Z., Lorraine M., Stephanie L., and Yvonne A. Everyone mute except Alex K. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Mo. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, given a reprieve for today. And this is a promise that has come true for me. My higher power does enable me to meet calamity with serenity, allows me to have more equanimity and emotional balance even when difficulties arise. In the past, any little challenge, something not going my way, something unexpected happening, could completely throw me off and I couldn't cope with it. Problems felt so devastating. Today, I don't get so upset when there's a problem. I have a sense of I'm okay, whatever life brings, thanks to my ever-strengthening connection with my higher power. I know there's nothing I can't go through with the help of this program and my power. It's a design for living truly in every situation. In the past, every little bump in the road seemed like end of the world, too much for me to deal with. But with my higher power, there really aren't any big deals, just life on life terms. As an example, earlier this year, we had a water leak in our house that damaged flooring in two rooms, cabinets and drywall, all of which had to be torn out and replaced. It was a surprise major renovation, and friends said to me things like, "That sounds so stressful. You must be so frazzled." But I really wasn't. Of course, it wasn't an easy situation. It was very disruptive, and I felt a little overwhelmed sometimes. But overall, I was mostly calm and peaceful. And that kind of surprised me, that gift of serenity this program has given me. And it's such an amazing gift. Instead of wasting my time and energy on making it a calamity, as I would have in the past, I was able to focus in a practical way on the next right thing, making the many decisions that were required for such a big project. And I felt confident that my higher power was right there with me each step of the way, seeing me through it, and all was well. It's another miracle of this program, and more evidence of my higher power doing for me what I could never do for myself. In the past, my thinking was, I'm only okay if X happens, and now it's more, I'm always okay regardless of what happens. So grateful to be relieved of catastrophic thinking and have more peace in my life. Thanks, everyone. I pass.
Well, thank you, Alex K. from California. Up next is Aaron J., followed by Sherry Z. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to everybody. I love this paragraph. I mean, we've been working up toward it over the last couple of days, and I've been actually, I've been sharing about this with other people, the fear and the corrosive and evil thread, and what's the answer, and here's what the answer is. You know, turning to an infinite God instead of relying on myself. There's a song that I hear on the radio, which I think has this great message for me, and it's basically strong enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not clever enough. There's no way I could figure whatever it is that I'm facing out. And so what is the answer? Surrender. That's the answer. And it's just to the extent I'm willing to put whatever that, you know, it is of the moment into the hands of my higher power rather than trusting myself and planning my own little schemes and designs, to that extent I can meet, as it says at the end of this, calamity with serenity. And I do appreciate that if I really inspect it, the vast majority of the problems that I face are of my own making. I'm certain that's true. And most of them are the fear of what may happen rather than what's actually happening. Because in each particular day, it's really okay. It's the fear of what's going to happen and can we get this done, blah, blah, blah. All of that preys on me and makes me not sleep. But, I mean, the message here, again, you have to put it all into God's hands because the truth is I am not strong enough. I don't have the resources alone. But with his help, anything is possible with God. That's something I've, you know, in my very first year of my first abstinence way back in the 1990s, 100 pounds overweight. Somewhere in the first few months of my abstinence, I told my husband I was going to run a marathon, which honestly at 248 and a half pounds, really? And then I literally just said that, and not in meanness, but just how ridiculous, just like, oh, Aaron's going to run a 4-minute mile. Ain't happening. But I've done multiple marathons now, and it's like anything is possible with God. And that's why I said, like, oh, it's great I'm abstaining here, but if you're really real God, then I'll do this. Because I was a person that used to take the elevator just to go one flight because I didn't want to hit the stairs. And that was only 25, more or less. So it's really miraculous. And I have no calamity today. thank God. And I mean that. But even any life challenges that I'm facing, I'm in anxiety because I'm at the point, again, recognize I don't have the power. Duh.
Time.
I can't figure it out. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron J. from Wyoming. Up next is Sherry Z., followed by Lorraine M. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all the visionaries. This is Sherry Z., recovered in Southern California. And I really appreciated the lead. I have a particular fondness for that leader. But, you know, before I was recovered, everything was a calamity. Everything had a very high energy. It was like I could, everything just was 0 to 60 so fast. The person that wronged me at the market, the person that wronged me at work, my child. And then I got recovered and I had this sort of fantasy that everything was going to be serene. And then I had real calamity. I had real health issues and they've been persistent. And the fear of not knowing is so painful. And yet, I couldn't have these medical issues without being recovered today. Like, I just think I would have died already because the food is saving me. And sometimes I have this voice that's like, what does it matter anyway? I should eat what I want, you know. And when I hear that voice, that's just fear saying, you want to get into the drama of it. You just want to get into the drama of it. It's not really a real voice. It's a scared voice. And I always want God to say it's going to be okay. And what God's been saying to me of late is I'm with you. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like that. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm going to be okay. And instead, God's like, don't worry, I'm with you. And that is surrender. That is the surrender that's taking me to a much deeper level right now because faith is really being in alignment with God, whatever the outcomes are. So I appreciate all the care and love, but I would appreciate not a lot of calls about my health condition just for my own sanity. And thank you again, Mo, and I appreciate it. And hope everyone has a great abstinent day and a happy new year.
Thank you very much, Sherry Z. from California. Up next is Lorraine M., followed by Stephanie L. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning. This is Lorraine M. from California. Thanks, everyone, for being here today. Without this program, yeah, I would be in a worse shape or the shape that I was in prior to the program. This really speaks to me today, and I feel like right now, I'm having a hard time trusting with some calamity as I see it, but maybe it'll change by this afternoon or even earlier or tomorrow or whatever. Just started this morning with a phone call from my son. It was after meditation, and my son's 38, going through like a custody thing for the first year. And apparently I am doing everything wrong as a mom. And he's just really upset with me. In any case, that's my calamity at the moment. And so I'm really hoping that that serenity comes sooner and later. Right now I'm not drawn to the food. And I hope I can remain on that, not be drawn to the food. And do a 10th step, whatever it takes to get through this. I really want to see it as opportunity to trust my higher power more so than I have in the past, you know, being new in recovery and knowing that every day is a new day for me in recovery. And so today, that's my calamity, hoping that it could change with some serenity if I just trust God and continue to pray and work the program. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day. I will pass.
Hey, thank you very much, Lorraine M. from California. Up next is Stephanie L., followed by Yvonne A., and after Yvonne A., we'll be taking another lineup of names. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, family. This is Stephanie O. O is an octagon.
Oh.
That's okay, no problem. Thank you for your service. I'm from Long Island, and I am recovering from a food addiction and chronic relapse. And I'm just so grateful today that we have 7 a.m. I'm usually on the 7 a.m., but that we have a 10 a.m. Today, I am blessed with another year on this earth. It's my birthday, and I was just really overcome with gratitude this morning. Just really overcome with gratitude. And the line that really stands out to me is that we trust infinite God rather than our finite selves. We are in the world to play the role he assigns. And I'm so grateful that God has, you know, he opens windows for me and he lets me peek through to see where he wants me to go. And, you know, I've been in program for a very long time, but only found vision in November. And it is just, I don't know, it's just, I don't know how this has not been in my life before. And I'm just so grateful today that I can work these steps with people who are doing the same thing with the belief that our lives depend upon it. And this morning I wrote this prayer, and I feel so grateful that I can do this program with other people. So I'll just finish with this. And it says, Dear Lord, over the next year, I want to grow in my resemblance to you. Give me the willingness, grace, strength, and power I need to make changes. Changes to the very way I have been living my life that are out of alignment to your will for me. I commit to relying on you for help. Purify my desires so that I want what you want and do all things for your glory. I wish everyone a beautiful and happy holiday and a year. With that, I pass. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Stephanie O. from New York. And although we value your experience, I have one more, Yvonne A. But before I take you, let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 68, second paragraph down. Perhaps there is a better way. And it ends with, enable us to match calamity with serenity. And after Yvonne, I will take another lineup of names. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much, and thanks for hearing my name this morning. I am Yvonne A., a compulsive overeater from BC, Canada. Thanks, everybody, for the amazing shares, and Sherry, for your opening share. Just fantastic. I just wanted to get on and speak up, because so many times when I am in fear, I have this crazy thought that I shouldn't be discussing this with anybody. I need to be tough. I need to wait this out. And all that happens is I create this story in my head that goes only negative places, and the anxiety builds and the fear builds. And when I finally realize what I'm doing and I talk to a fellow or I talk to a friend and say those fears out loud, it lets me realize that, yeah, that's a legit fear. And the interesting thing is, this morning, and for many mornings, actually, that we've been reading in this chapter, I have heard people's calamities. Everybody is dealing with things that are hard, and I'm starting to accept that life just has hard things for all of us on a pretty regular basis. So my calamity this year was that on Christmas Eve day, my husband went into the hospital with a broken hip. He has already, he's a C5-6 quad for anybody who understands spinal cord injuries. So this was not good for his long-term prognosis. But even that, even when I say that fear of reaching a point in his life where he might not be with me forever, when I can say it out loud to somebody else, when I can say it out loud to God, when I can pray and just say, God, if this is it, and I think what the alternative is I go first. And I do not want that to happen for him. I do not want him to have to go through that. It would be horrendous for him. And so I realize that this fear, it's there. The reality, I actually hope, is going to happen someday, and that is that I'm going to have to deal with it, the loss of him. But somebody last week on the call said, I just tell myself over and over and over again that I'm okay. Everything is fine in this moment right now. And I've really used that this past week. And you know what? It is absolutely true. In that moment, whether it's seeing him loaded onto a stretcher or having the hospital call and say it's time for surgery, whatever it is, in that moment when I stop and pause and it's just me and God, everything's okay. With that, I pass.
I was just going to say time. Thank you very much, Yvonne. Perfect timing. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph, page 68, second paragraph down? Perhaps there is a better way, and it ends with, enable us to match calamity with serenity.
Lainey in New York.
Robin P. Lainey. In Costa Rica.
Nancy L.
Robin,
Miriam.
Who was after Robin?
Nancy
Miriam?
L.
I'm sorry.
Did I hear Liz?
Miriam, Brooklyn, New York.
I got Miriam. Okay. Who else? I have Elaine or Lainey, Robin P. from Costa Rica, and Miriam. Anybody else?
Barbara A., California.
Barbara A. California.
Nancy L.
More. Nancy L. Okay, we'll stop there. Nancy L. So, Lainey. Lainey A. from New York. Robin P. from Costa Rica.
Mo.
Okay, hi. Good morning. Yeah, you start. Everybody else,
okay.
Mute your phone, please. Good morning, Elaine or Lainey.
Well, when I came into program many decades ago, they used to call me Elaine, but there's so many Lanes now, I go by my nickname, Lainey, but call me whatever you like. This paragraph I love. I have it totally underlined for years and highlighted, especially that sentence, we trust infinite God rather than relying. We trust infinite God rather than our finite selves. Rather than our finite selves. I put in the parentheses on the side the word trust. And I made a deck of cards because when I moved here, a man in the beauty parlor, a very humble hairdresser, he handed me a deck of cards. He said, I have a printing press. And it was called One Day at a Time. And he was in several programs. And he gave me that inspiration. And this paragraph, I just love it so much. I made a card, trust. And then I made another card. A 10th step prayer, which we have, and especially we're at the end where it says, enable us to match calamity with serenity. And I made a little index card. Mine isn't a deck of cards like his, but I made one, the set aside prayer, the sick man's prayer, acceptance, page 417. So, you know, whenever I need to grab something, I grab my little box of cards and third step decision, Roseanne's prayer, and so on. And this is just so beautiful. It's filled with so much renewed inspiration, this paragraph. And I want to thank you all for sharing with me and being a tower of strength to each other. Together we get better. And give yourself a good day. And for the new year, I align myself to seek God's will with humility and patience. Amen. I pass.
All right. Thank you very much, Lainey A. from New York. Up next is Robin P., followed by Miriam. Good morning, Robin.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for your service. I always love hearing your voice. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And thanks, Mo. You know, I just love this paragraph, and it's very underlined for me as well. And it helps me so much to just remember to trust infinite God rather than my finite self. And we're on a different basis, the basis of trusting and relying upon God.
and that he'll always match calamity and serenity with serenity as long as I rely on him. And it's such a great thing to keep practicing, you know, because there's always stuff, as has been said, that comes up. And I feel like, you know, we're in Costa Rica, we're going to be here another month and we're moving. And you know, we have these two retired jungle dogs. They were homeless when they came to us and they were starving, and they're doing great. We've had them for a couple of years, and we are moving to London for half the year if it's God's will, and we cannot take them with us. And here it's been really challenging. There's so many homeless dogs here to find somebody, and they're great dogs. And I just keep having to surrender it to God and take action and surrender it to God and take action and just, you know, row the boat and let God help me. And I am so powerless over people, places, and things. And I just get to keep trusting that I'm supposed to be powerless, and that God's supposed to be powerful, and I'm supposed to let him. And it's so important that I surrender all, and I surrender where exactly we're living, you know, where we're going. My husband needs cataract surgery, so we're coming back to the States for that for a month. Where are we going? It's just surrender, surrender, surrender. And every time I feel fearful or anxious, I get to surrender that and just wholly trust and rely on God. I come up against how finite I am and how I cannot do these things, and God can, and if I let him. So it's just one day at a time. I just keep practicing. You know, someone's unmuted if you just want to mute yourself. Just keep practicing. Oh, that's fear. Oh, do I need to do a 10th step? If it's a prolonged fear, yes. If it's just a fear, I go, okay, I'm giving this to you, God, and I'm practicing my faith walk. And that's what I literally lift my hands up to God, and I just go, here you go. I'm practicing my faith walk. So that's all I can do one day at a time. God bless everybody with a very blessed, abstinent new year. And I'm so grateful for all of you. I'm sending you all a big hug. You're definitely my lifeline. This is such an amazing group of people. I'm so grateful to be a visionary. It means everything to me. I'm literally eternally grateful. God bless everybody. Thank you so much. I pass.
Well, thank you, Robin P. from Costa Rica. Yes, up next is Miriam M. from New York, followed by Barbara A. Good morning, Miriam. Miriam, press star 1 to unmute.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I was wishing everybody a happy new year, and I'm happy to be here. And, I can definitely relate a lot to this paragraph, and I wanted to quickly speak about an experience that I'm going through right now. I called somebody who I thought liked me. I called her about 2 weeks ago, and when she realized it was me, I felt as if she kind of rushed me off the phone, and it was upsetting because, you know, I just wanted to have a, you know, conversation, you know, not take up a lot of her time, but I felt rushed off the phone. And ever since that happened, it's been bothering me a lot, and to the point where I'm just obsessing about it a lot. And so I'm just grateful that I have a program like the OA program, because I don't have to figure this out, and I don't have to solve this problem. I can turn it over to my higher power, because it's my higher power. His power is infinite, and my power is nowhere near what I would need in order to figure out, you know, how to handle the situation. So I'm just very grateful that I have an opportunity to come to a meeting, talk about this, turn it over, to my higher power and see what happens, what develops from there. So anyway, that's all I'll share right now, and thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Miriam M. from New York. Up next is Barbara A., followed by Nancy L., and we'll see if we have time for maybe one more after that. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. Thanks for being a part of December and our last day of 2024. I have to rattle myself because one of the speakers said that she was expecting to be a backup or something, and there was I was expecting to read the paragraph. It's so funny. Expectations. They destroy me every time. The acceptance that things happen just the way they're supposed to, that my expectation of how something's going to happen, I just really love it. I'm trying to wrap it into this this paragraph, is that perhaps there is a better way. Perhaps I should let go of expectations and just trust and rely that everything that happens is God's will. And I trust that He will produce this beautiful outcome of which I just get to experience and be a part of and have the opportunity to accept. I deep dived a little bit into the big book. I meet Calamity. I think of Calamity Jane. That's just what comes to mind, and how I was a Calamity Jane, who, if you ever read about her in history, she was a drinker, and she was a sharpshooter, a marksman with a gun, and she changed clothes because in the time, you know, to be a man was probably more powerful. Just a lot of stuff that I could relate to. But Calamity is mentioned many times in the big book, which I never really saw until I saw Calamity match Calamity with Serenity. Mm-hmm. It's in Bill's story, it's in We Agnostics, and it's in How It Works, and finally it's in Two Wives. I love that part of the word of Calamity, if you switch the letters around, is calm, that can be found in Calamity, calmness. Can be found if I trust God rather than myself, if I put my in surrender that He knows best, not me. So happy New Year, my fellows. So grateful to have another day of abstinence, another day to practice serenity, practice this program, because that's what it is. Every day I get to practice the program by working the steps, being with my sponsees, and doing service. So see y'all next year. And this is Barbara A., and I pass.
Thank you, Barbara A. from California. And up next is Nancy L. Tell me where you're from, Nancy.
Oh, thanks, Mo. This is Nancy L. in Arizona. Welcome, newcomers. I am a 100-pound loser and very, very grateful for that. You know, I see in here there's just so many choices that we get to make here. And for me, it starts with believing that I am a food addict and that I am completely powerless and that I get a choice. I can either keep going my way or I can go God's way. And that is what I'm doing one day at a time. Only by His grace and mercy and power, He's giving me the choice to abstain from the compulsive overeating that drove me insane, just about ready to throw in the towel. I'm going to make it short today. God bless y'all and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, Nancy L. And we have time for one more share. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days, please wait till tomorrow. Who would like to share?
Marlene A.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I heard a bunch of names.
Vanessa V.
I got Vanessa V. That's what I heard. Sorry to the rest of you, because I think that's all the time we'll have. Come back tomorrow. Good morning, Vanessa. Vanessa V. Well, then who else was in that group?
Brenda S.
Brenda S. Go ahead, Brenda. You got it, Brenda.
Okay, it'll be quick. Yeah, I've been in here listening for about 2 years.
Where are you from, Brenda?
I'm in Washington State. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for everyone serving here, being here, listening. Anyway, I've been here a couple of years listening. I've had a bazillion sponsors and had some abstinence and neutrality about 6 months ago. It was fantastic, really appreciated it, and was just doing super good. Went into Al-Anon, and I was like, oh, this is my biggest issue, is this Al-Anon thing. I don't think I'm really a food addict. Anyway, and at that same time, around that same time, I find out I have a benign brain tumor. And I'm like, and I was okay for a few weeks around that, but then I got a little bit crazy after a few weeks and worried and fearful. And now it's just like, okay, this is a new normal. And I just went through just a hard time of just trying to heal myself. And now I've gained 20 pounds. And anyway, I just really am wanting to get a sponsor and learn how to trust God in a deeper way about all of this stuff that's going on. And I don't know. There's so many things I want to say, but I'm just super appreciative of you guys being here. And thank you for listening. And God bless. Happy New Year, too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Brenda S. from Washington. Well, let's see. We have about 2 minutes. Who would like to take a 2-minute share? Is Vanessa V. back on the line?
Anne A.
Anne A. All right, you take it. Anne A., 2 minutes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mo. Thank you all, spiritual beings. What a beautiful meeting. You know, I was sitting at the table right here in my dining room listening at the 7 a.m. meeting, and I'm in the midst of another Step 4 and both programs, Al-Anon as well, and this thing about my father, we're getting one of my daughter's car fixed, and you know, the guy was so nice, and it brought me back to my father who had a gas station. And, you know, I was sitting here, and I had a resentment. I thought I gave away, you know, that my father, I always said I loved him, but I didn't like him. You know, he was always had a mistress in my mother's marriage, she would tell me. And what else? Oh, he never showed up when my sister was on crack and skipping school, and he didn't meet me at the high school, and she later dropped out, and all this stuff. And, you know, just reading this paragraph, infinite God, God who is, his love is endless, his power is endless, his forgiveness is endless. And here I started crying, and I forgave my father for these things, you know, that I thought he did to me. No, he didn't do it to me. And I'm just so grateful for the level of serenity. I'm so grateful for this love from God, this relationship I have, only because I've been coming to these meetings, only because I study the big book, you know. And with that, I thank you again, and blessings and peace to you. I pass.
Thank you, Anne A. from New York. Thanks for keeping it to 2 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, and thanks to everyone for your shares. I really appreciate them. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will ask Barbara A. to read a vision for you. Good morning, Barbara.
Thank you, Mo. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you have, find, and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.